Hi everyone, this is Jordan Brandis, Managing Editor of CMMP Magazine, welcoming you to the latest CMMP podcast. With us today is Tom Lonsway, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Organic Milling. And he's going to be discussing trends in the contract manufacturing and packaging sector. Hi Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the podcast.
Tell us a little bit about your company and its role in contract manufacturing.
Yes, we are a 50-plus-year-old breakfast cereal and granola manufacturer out of the greater Los Angeles area that just have a variety of different packaging, everything from single-serve to club-size and, of course, bulk.
How do you partner with brand owners? How does that work?
What we try to do is we try to make sure that it's a fit, that the products and the development of the products is a fit for what the particular brand or the customer is looking for. It's kind of like a shoe. What's good for one and comfortable for one company is just the wrong product for another company. So it really makes a big difference for us to understand the roots and heritage of our clients, how they view their business, what they're trying to achieve with their retail or with their customer base, and then taking their needs, their product requirements, so to speak, naughty list, as well as kind of where they're going in the environment and making sure we match up not only the product but also the type of packaging that suits their benefit.
How do you determine that? What criteria do you follow?
Well, sometimes it's very obvious, like a customer that's, looking for a gluten-free item and they're all about convenience and upscale. It may be a stand-up resealable pouch, and then we can narrow down the product line to about 12 different items. Or it may be something that's more broad in nature where the company is known more on the nutraceutical side. They're looking for something upscale. They're open to different sizes and different types of packaging. And from there, we would maybe give, a whole array of different products depending on what brands they're looking to tag on to. It might be digestive health through the use of probiotics or a prebiotic breakfast cereal or granola with high antioxidants. It's all about the claims and the fits for the organization.
That makes sense. So, how does your company maintain quality control?
We are SQF level 3, and I think the SOPs associated with SQF is really a good foundation for any manufacturer out in the marketplace. But, the bottom line is to have safety nets, to not have one layer of QA, but to have several layers. So you're constantly checking up and rechecking. An example of this may be metal detectors and foreign objects checking, which comes right off of the production line. But then having those same kind of checks from a different angle or a different type of checking for those types of objects when you're doing your mixing of different components, and then also on your packaging line.
Right, and I imagine that's a big operation. How big a staff do you devote to quality control, and is everyone trained?
Yes, we are fully trained. And again, some of this comes under our SQF level 3. However, it's been throughout the organization since the beginning. And I think, the development of quality control, and especially some of the older organizations or the older manufacturers out there, really understand that, having good, strong quality control at the end of the day saves the manufacturer a lot of money, time, and energy, as well as saves the brand any kind of issues that they're going to be having with their customers. So it is important from everybody in the maintenance room, throughout the sales and marketing, and of course throughout production and R&D, to have a very firm understanding of quality control and how the different pieces of the puzzle fit together, and specifically their responsibilities, ultimately making the best quality product and the best service to the customer. customer in the marketplace.
So you believe it comes down to accountability?
Absolutely. Accountability is extremely important. Having charts, graphs, having peer pressure, it's kind of a puzzle that doesn't have just one part. It's, you know, quality control is loose for our organization. We see it as the round part of a basketball.
How so?
It needs to be integrated in everything you do.
That sounds great. Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. That's all the time we have. So let me thank you again and thank our listeners, and we invite them to listen to all of our CMMP podcasts by visiting our website, cmmpmag.com, where you can listen and download these podcasts. Thank you very much, and...